It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke. Despite the cold and snow that stubbornly refuses to go away, people interested in farming, urban farming, will gather tomorrow to sign up for garden and hydrant permits. People can also dig into workshops on rainwater harvesting and setting up compost systems. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the story of an evolving neighborhood garden. It started, as do many others, with a troublesome vacant lot, this one on Madison in the Silver City neighborhood, and a new resident. Meet teacher Brett Lipschutz.
I live in the greenhouse just right over there, so on Madison Street. This is the garden. When we moved in here, the property, it was just grass. It was attracting litter and people crossing through it and sometimes staying, yeah, other things, right? And right next door when we moved in, this property here, upstairs and downstairs, were, it was gangs. So they were also using this to meet, and it was just a kind of a bad scene. And that was only 5 years ago. A couple of us worked with Southside Organizing Committee to get those people evicted and to make the landlord more accountable for who he rents to. And then there's a neighborhood association here, Layton Boulevard West Neighbors, and I elected myself block captain because I am one of those people who likes to, I like a community around me. It creates, you know, harmony when people talk to each other. So I started going around and introducing myself, trying to connect neighbors to each other. Sometimes neighbors who had lived across the street for years and never said hi to each other. So then my partner had mentioned one day on the porch, we were drinking beers with our new neighbors, you know, hey, maybe we should turn that thing into a park. You know, I became the leader of the project, and we went through all these planning meetings, did surveys with the neighbors, how did they want the design, all of this kind of stuff. And over 2 years, with working and different neighbors participating and lots of meetings, lo and behold, we have this park.
Even in its infancy, this is no run-of-the-mill urban vegetable patch. Madison Garden stretches along a meandering path interspersed by benches and raised flower beds. At the back, a sculpture crafted by neighborhood kids and members of the group Artists Working in Education features reclaimed wood and plenty of colorful paint. It accents five raised vegetable patches that radiate from the six-foot-high creation. Lipschutz says one of the best parts was getting kids involved.
Now I can say to the kids, you really want to destroy what you worked so hard that one hot day to, you know? So it's been really nice.
Lipschutz may be a born neighborhood organizer and a proficient educator in French, but he's learning vegetable gardening side by side with his neighbors.
I actually am a forager. Like, I'm really into wild foods, but it's pretty nice having it right here.
The first growing season, tomatoes, peppers, everything, were planted and shared communally.
This was the first year, so we actually just planted things in boxes, and people are allowed to just come and take, which is really nice.
But will they repeat the model when spring finally does burst back on the Milwaukee landscape?
Probably not, because I think that sometimes that encourages people to come and get stuff without actually putting in any help, which the point is to meet in the garden and chat. I mean, if you listen to Venus Williams talking about Alice's garden, that's sort of what we want here. And we have Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and white people and Asian, I mean, just, you know, and so encouraging interaction is one of the things we want to do.
Lipschutz and his neighbors also hope to cultivate continuity and endurance. They are collaborating with an urban land trust, Milwaukee Urban Gardens, to move from a 1 to a 3-year lease. One day, they hope to permanently secure their meandering piece of peace as a purchased parcel. As for Brett Lipschutz, he seems to be in permanent share-the-bounty mode.
If there are some ripe tomatoes, feel free to take them, because I think we're done.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Maybe you can find a couple strawberries. It's ever-bearing strawberries, so feel free to look around.
Brett Lipschutz is one of the neighborhood leaders of the 32nd and Madison Pocket Park. He spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz as last summer's growing season was wrapping up. There's more information on the garden and hydrant permit event held tomorrow at WUWM.com. That's another week's worth of Lake Effect, produced by the talented team of Stephanie Lecce, Dan Harmon, and Bonnie North, with the assistance of Eleanor Peterson and Craig Wirrell, and additional web support from Michelle Maternowski. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a great weekend, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh Air is next. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock.